And welcome back to WSHIT News. WSHIT, fair and almost balanced. In local Crabapple news, the newly appointed head of the CCIA, the Central Crabapple Intelligence Agency, Judith Snickelberg, gave a press conference to local residents and broadcasters to explain why she was qualified to run the CCIA. Many residents questioned whether she should be running the intelligence agency, given that her most recent occupation was as the house mother of the Kitty Cat Petting Club on Central Avenue. Let's take a listen to a little bit of what Director Snickelberg had to say this afternoon.
Some idiot, probably a normal person that just is dumber than a box of rocks, okay, asks me about videotaping life with my mental disorders. I have PTSD and anxiety, both of which I got because the Department of Defense kidnapped children of mine that I donated to science. Yeah, the very first ever science donation got crotched by an air woman. That was mine. And then the weirdos ran off with my kids while I've been published in nudie magazines and things like that. So I don't want people, the good people, hearing exactly what I think about people like that every day to bring down the morale of our nation. I am not trying to have people just straight up going after these people. If you know, you know.
While this reporter is no stranger to the Kitty Cat Club, I would have to see the nude photographs in question to determine the veracity of her claims. Those pictures can be sent directly to this reporter through his Slack channel. We'll be back after this commercial break.
On this episode of The Commercial Break.
Can never tell you about what this is on the phone right now. Some shit just went down. You can never ask about what it is later. But make it two times her weekly paycheck. So if she makes $1,000 a week, make it $2,000.
What?
Do you make something up? I can't tell you what it is.
I'll tell you
about it later, but I need $2,000. Wow, I wish I could pull that trick with some of my friends. I can never speak about this again. But I need $250,000.
I'll tell you later what it's for.
I'm just, it's a test to see if you'll share your resources.
The next episode of The Commercial Break starts now.
Oh, yeah, cats and kittens, welcome back to The Commercial Break. I'm Brian Green. This is my dear friend and the co-host of this show, Kristen Joy Hoadley. Best to you, Kristen.
Best to you, Brian.
Best to you out there in the podcast universe. How the hell are you? Thanks for joining us. I think we made absolutely the right decision.
With the guy?
With this guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Ay, 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 my, oh, mio.
Half contact.
Full contact. Full no contact with this guy. I'm reluctant to say the name because we want to work with the agency again, so I won't say the name. But recently we had an interaction with a celebrity guest, a very famous celebrity guest.
Oh, you were talking about that.
That.
Okay, I thought you were talking about that.
No, Polly Couch Cushions yeah. Coming up. Stay tuned.
Like, we've said I know his everybody's name already.
Yeah.
And we're working with his agent?
I wish. He has an agent? He has an agent. He is his own agent. Recently we had an interaction with a very famous celebrity, and that interaction you'll never hear because the interaction, the 5 minutes, 10 minutes, actually it ended up being more like 15 minutes of interaction that we had with the celebrity was so disconcerting.
Yeah.
That Chrissy and I kind of bailed on the interview. I mean, there's a little bit more to it than that. I don't think we exactly bailed on the interview, but we decided not to return to the interview after their interview.
He had a bad reputation anyways, and he lived up to it.
He lived up to it every inch of it. He was a complete waste of time. He was an asshole to two people he didn't meet, and by the way, he was angry about something that wasn't even our fault. It was a timing issue. His agent gave him... Anyway, the whole situation ended up really turning us off. Now I'm watching his own personal Instagram reels, and he's doing the same thing to random strangers around him. He's being an asshole. It feels like we made the right call.
I think so, too.
I don't think we'll ever see that particular guy on the commercial break. But you never know. Stranger things have happened. And if we could talk earnestly and honestly about his reputation and why he gets it that way, if we could go deep with him, then I might be able to do that. But I wonder if he even
throw
has
some Ram Dass at him.
Yeah, throw some... Brian throwing Ram Dass. I have this habit. You probably know.
And I love Ram Dass, by the way. but
me too. Me too. Obviously, I love him so much. I quoted him during an interview. You probably noticed this, but during the TCB infomercials, there are times when we're just silly and having fun with a guest. Largely depends on the guest's mood or attitude.
Yeah.
But sometimes my default position is to try and get into somebody's head, like a psychologist, like I'm doing a therapy session with them. I don't know, something I just like to kind of, I don't know, go inside, I guess, go inside some how somebody's thinking.
Yeah, it's interesting.
Yeah. And so during a recent interview, which you'll hear in very quickly in the future, I decided to quote Ram Dass, the guy who wrote Be Here Now, passed away a couple of years ago, but he's like the original OG Eastern philosophy, Western guy kind of thing. He's like, you know, he's the dude who back in the Summer of Love brought it all here. He started it all, started everybody wondering, not me, one of the guys who started it all, what everybody wondering what Eastern philosophy was all about and going inside and figuring it all out with meditation and stillness and all that. Anyway, I quoted him during an interview, and I think the interviewee was a little wondering exactly what she had showed, because it was like within the first 7 minutes of the interview, too. I didn't even wait. I just kind of like threw it out there. I was like, so here's what you're saying. Oh, why did that just stop all of a sudden like that? That was weird. Was the music over?
I guess it was.
It was? Oh, okay. All right.
I guess it was.
I talked so long, the music just ended. I don't know. Anyway, everybody, and I mean everybody, I can't think of how many text messages at this point I've gotten about Paulie.
Oh, my brother-in-law wrote me about it yesterday, too.
Allison,
like, it's so classic.
Yeah.
I've been doing everything all wrong.
I've been doing everything all wrong. I don't know. I thought I had it all figured out, and here comes Paulie couch cushions tearing it all up. Now he doesn't have the couch cushions anymore. He's literally got a banner that's a $100 bill.
He does. Oh my God.
So let me say this, and then we'll get into it. Because I know everyone, I know, because we have very rarely gotten a reaction like this to anything that we have done. Sometimes Frankie B will get a similar reaction, but not in this volume. I mean, I might get like 10 text messages about a Frankie B video, but we've done so many at this point, I think everybody's just kind of used to the Frankie B attitude and mood. Paulie Couch Cushions, who we just introduced 2 weeks ago, has taken the commercial break world by storm. I can't count how many text messages I've received. And Allison Hare, when I was in Disney, was the one who tipped me off that I might be onto something, because she was like, I'm like a couple minutes into this Paulie couch cushions thing, and I need to know where I can find the video of, is the video up, like the commercial break video up of you guys doing this, because I love it. I'm all about it. When I got home, there were so many text messages about Paulie D. The great news about Team Coach Paulie D is that's the actual YouTube video if you want to go watch it. The great thing is he's literally putting out a video every 30 minutes.
And fantastic.
It's just fantastic. It's a wealth of videos. The channel's relatively new. He just celebrated getting to 1,000 subscribers, which I would laugh at earnestly, but no. I don't even think we're there yet.
No.
And so Paulie D, or Paulie Couch Cushions, as we've taken to calling him around here, is really just a phenomenon, a mass of testosterone, machismo, and
God,
very bad English. It's
and
all
money.
Yeah, and money, and probably some kind of narcotic pain medication somewhere in there. But the guy is brilliant in his own way. I've fallen in love with Paulie Couch Cushions. I've watched so many of his videos at this point. So I thought, you know, I could drag this out and like do another one in a month. But that's not our style here. When we find something we like, we jump right on it. So without any delay, we're back from vacation. We're back from the Odyssey Studios. I think we should treat ourselves to another Paulie Couch Cushions video. Now, let me describe what's going on here. It's a little different than the other videos we've watched. Paulie's on his black pleather couch down in his mom's basement. He has a wider angle because he's got a guest with him.
He does.
And that guest,
an
in-person guest, you will learn, is the girl, whatever her name was, Cotton. Was her name Cotton?
Cotton.
I don't know. Some weird name like that. Who he put on half contact, which means he only talked to her half the time. He only responded to her on occasion because she had done the incredible disservice of telling him he liked something when he didn't like it, if you remember.
Yeah.
Among his friends or something?
Yeah, among his friends. She said, oh, you must like that. And he didn't say that. So so she's on half contact. He won't be talked to like that. What else is now caught in the shot is the couch cushions that were like the image of $100 bills were on the couch cushions are gone. But in the back, there is a cloth banner that is a large $100 bill. He's also got looks like a bottle of Pinot Grigio.
Yeah, but it's blue. I don't know what that is.
I think it's blue because of what's behind it.
Oh, it's the digital clock.
It's the digital. I don't. Shining. Yeah. I actually think that's like a camera. That's weird. It's a camera. It's one of those like Amazon cameras, like home camera. That's weird. But maybe he's doing, I don't know, maybe he's creating some content or something.
Oh, he is.
So this young lady is gorgeous, no doubt about it. She's got brown curly hair. She's wearing a brown one-piece mini skirt.
Mm-hmm.
No shoulder, shoulderless on one side.
Yeah, one shoulder.
Yeah, she looks like a typical New Jersey beauty. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's it. She's a lovely girl. Like, I mean, I'm just looking at her. I'm just sharing my own feedback about her. Not that anybody cares what Brian thinks about how you look, but I'm just sharing. I'm trying to fill in the details for those of you listening. Polly, white, long sleeve t-shirt. The long sleeve t-shirt's always a good look, especially when it's tucked in to acid wash jeans and a black belt with a huge belt buckle, gold chain strapped. He's got the hat. He's kicking it. Rack it, stack it. Let's go, Polly D, baby.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Hit that subscribe button. Let's go together. Let's grow together.
What is the number one thing you're attracted to in a man?
I'm definitely a person of vanity, so I'm all about looks. Yeah. Got to have something nice to look at.
What is your favorite body part? So what is going to stop you in the street and just be like, oh, my God, wow, this guy is fucking hot.
What is the dick that, what is the dick size going to make you just drop like wet panties on the ground? By the way, can you get me some more of my medication? I'm a little sleepy right now.
Yeah, he looks like it.
Maybe it might be the Pinot Grigio I'm drinking. Nothing says huge testicles like a glass of cold Pinot Grigio. You know what I'm saying, Chrissy? Shut up! I'm trying to do a video over here. Jesus Christ, you're killing me. Whack it, stack it, let's go while we're back it.
Whatever, maybe.
First and foremost is facial features, because that's...
He's drinking.
Yeah, he's slurping that down.
Slurping that down.
Something you can't get in the gym.
Right.
Something that's just natural.
Right, right. Uh-huh.
Natural by genetics. So that's first and foremost. And then there goes, after that, the body. Because if you care for yourself, then mm-hmm. you're going to care about...
Give me some more of that. Give me some more of that wine.
Where's that wine?
Anything else?
Oh, you see a man's body after the face, and it shows they care for themselves. So tell me more about that.
He could not be sitting further away from her on the...
Further, I think.
He just moved. Now he's got his phone in his hand.
Like, what about that? Like, what does that mean to you? Is that make or break? Like, tell me more about that.
All right. Andy Sakupo over here doing an interview.
Very, very similar style.
Definitely make or break, because if they don't care about themselves, I don't know what the long run of that relationship might just be.
I think her mic might be.
Yeah, that's her mic on the side over there. See over there, he's got like a random microphone. Yeah. Not the best podcast setup in the world, but I don't think anybody who's watching this cares.
Issues later on down the line, that's first.
So what if a guy doesn't work out?
If he doesn't work out...
Did he just hiccup?
Yeah. I just threw up a little bit in my mouth. That's right. Shut up, Chrissy. Trying to do a video. Jesus, you're killing my fucking... My jizz level went down by like 10% when you're talking over there, Chrissy. You got my testicles shrinking.
He's probably not that great in bed either, you know, and he's got to have stamina.
Yeah, true. True that. If he ain't at the gym 15 times a day, he ain't got the stamina to keep it going. 7-hour lovemaking sessions, 6.5 of which include me looking at myself in the mirror.
And endurance. And I feel like he most likely will not. I think that's a really important thing. That means he's organized. He's about his stuff.
He's about his stuff.
He's organized.
She's almost as good as talking as he is.
Serious about himself. And hopefully that falls in line, you know, with his finances. And
yeah, straight from the gym to the finances. Nothing says I got my shit together financially, like staying the entire day at the gym.
Or having just a banner.
Yeah, banner with a $100 bill. Mm-hmm. If you got a $100 bill banner in your emergency. Mom's basement, yeah, in an emergency, break it down in case of emergency. Break the door down in the basement of my mom's house and get that $100 bill. That's good words there. I like those words. Not sure what you said because I'm a little sleepy right now, but whack it, stack it. Let's go together. Let's grow together. God said it. I didn't.
So how important is a man's finances?
A man's finances are very important. He doesn't have to be...
like- said no Astrid ever.
Mega rich off rip. He just has to be going in the right direction to reach higher success.
Higher success. Nothing like success. That's a Frankie B word right there. It success.
He has to have a plan and, you know, has to be organized.
I think they're both...
fucked up?
Yes.
Yeah.
They're both falling asleep mid-sentence. God. Look at Pauly.
I know.
He can't... Couch Cushions is... there's a reason why we named... a reason why this nickname is sticking. It's because he needs a couch cushion so he can take a little nappy. Yes. Yeah.
As far as his...
he's got the furry blankie in the background,
too. He does. Everything looks very cozy over there. I do have to say, even though it's not my favorite recording setup, I could take a nap on that couch. I feel like I have taken a nap on that couch. Yeah.
Credit doesn't have to be excellent, but just going on the right way.
He doesn't have to have credit. He doesn't have to be financially rich off the rip. He just has to be going in that direction, said Pauly to her.
Yes.
I'm getting to that place.
How much money do you think I'm making?
How much money do you think I'm making? I'll be back. I got to power down for a second. I'll be right back. I'm in a creatine coma. I'm in a protein coma. I'll be right back.
I would say...
what?
Oh, did he bleep that?
She said 150 something?
She said 150. Did she give like a penny amount? Because that was like a long thing he muted. He muted that. That's kind of crazy. Why ask the question if you want to mute it?
I would say at least one.
Yeah, okay,
Oh, she said $150 million?
Oh.
Off his YouTube channel with 1,000 subscribers?
Oh, my God.
I don't think so. I wish I made 100. Mm. That's about how many subscribers we have, and we're not making that.
Finance is important. So now what if a guy's only making like 50,000?
I hope if he's making just 50,000, he has plans on making more just then besides his current job. He has more goals set in mind to reach higher.
No. No guy ever in the history of $50,000 making didn't have goals of making more money. I think most people are not satisfied making $50,000 is a chunk of change, no doubt about it. But it's not exactly like in 2025, no. It's hard to live on $50,000 even by yourself.
You know, heights in life because, yeah, it's okay. You can be comfortable, you know, and just get by, but...
his one eye is falling asleep. It's so weird what's going on here.
I know. Because, I can't tell because there's weird editing too, where like his head's in one position at one point, but hers stays the same.
Yeah,
I don't know.
And then his moves around. Yeah. It's like almost like he had to take a nap and then he came back to the video a little bit later, but he told her to stay still.
Where were we?
Oh, where were we?
You have to definitely enjoy life. Like, you know, involves things like traveling and buying yourself things, you know, not in excess, but.
Like a $100 bill.
Yeah, like the $100 bill poster.
You know, the finer things in life.
Yeah, from Etsy.
Mm-hmm.
At some point. There's only one life to live, so.
How do you decipher if he's actually going the right direction? Because I always tell my students, like.
I say, yo, students. Like, if you get to a certain place in life, then you can.
I know. He's leaning back now, too.
I know. He's so tired. And guys, I'm not saying this because I don't know. I don't know Pauly D. And I hope that he's not, like, has some problem with any kind of prescription medication or whatever. So I don't know this. I'm saying this because I have seen it. I have been there. I have done it. I know what it's like. This seems to me like there is some chemical flowing through Pauly's body that is making him unable to stay awake for a period of time.
It's gotta be. That's the only thing.
You went to kindergarten, they had a little something called show and tell. You know, you couldn't just tell something, right? You had to show it first and then tell it, right?
So a lot of you. So I would like show my. So I like show my dick and. Where was I in the sentence?
You know, with you women, you just tell and tell. You know, you're telling them who you are, but there's no show to it. And then you want to know why they leave you. We'll never get with you because you're on a dating app.
Whoa.
Whoa.
I mean, his eyes literally are just closed.
Wow. I'm wondering if what we're laughing at now is something a little bit more.
Yeah.
We're watching somebody who's like kind of in the throes of some kind of addiction.
It's either that or just he's working out too hard in the gym.
Yeah, that might be it too. That might be it too. He's working too hard. He gets home. He eats a big meal. He might be in a food coma. You never know. Because that will do it to you too.
It will.
This and you're in the first date and you're running up out. You make six multi-figures. You're fucking through crypto and you do this and.
You're fucking with crypto.
You're on the Trump coin. You're on the Melania coin. Meanwhile, she's staring straight ahead.
Yeah.
Like a deer in a headlight. She has no idea. It's so strange. This whole scene. I'd love to spend a day with you. Hey, Pauly, if you're getting this message, if you're hearing this, if you're awake, let me know because I'll spend a day with you.
Awake.
Dude, I love you, bro. I don't want to see anything bad happen to you. I think you're a funny character. I think you got your own game. I got my own game. Listen, call me. And let me spend a day with you because I want to get inside your world. I want to see your head. And if you need help for some reason, then I'm not the person to call, but I probably have a phone number somewhere.
And I tell my clients, you know, I stole this obviously from Goldie, but I want to get chose with my mouth closed.
What?
I want to get chose with my mouth closed.
I stole it from Goldie.
I stole it from Goldie. I said I want to get shows with my mouth closed. If you know what I mean, most shows.
I dress in designer. I was just preference. I'm 6 foot, six back, six figures plus in designer clothes. She has to be stupid not to choose me, right? I don't need to say anything because I just put it, you know, and I show it. I take professional photos with the way that
I take professional photos. But not professional videos.
Yeah, hey, Pauly, Chrissy and I take professional photographs, too. It hasn't landed us a whole slew of pussy lately. Not that Chrissy's looking for it.
Look, dress, and act. She would be retarded to not see what I'm talking about. And then on top of it, my point is I'm prefacing getting shows with your mouth closed and show and tell.
What?
Tell and tell. And by the time I could even tell you, I've already showed you. And by then, you're already a believer. So I don't got to say much.
What in the good fuck? How does this guy's brain work? I want to know.
I don't even know what to say.
I feel like there's like a bunch of wires in his head. Yeah. And it's like blue's supposed to connect with blue, but then sometimes it jumps over to red.
Mm-hmm.
It's like this studio.
Yes.
A lot of these wires, they do something if they were plugged in the right way, but they're not. So will you get this, the commercial break?
The only way that I can really actually tell if he's, you know, getting back whatever he's working towards is, you know, by action. I have to see it. I have to actually see, you know, something happening. You know, not with him just, you know, talking about something he's planning. As long as I see it, then I really won't believe it. I'll just think he's just trying to, you know, get in my pants and just try to, you know, get me. And I'm not going to waste my time.
Yeah, because Pauly hasn't been talking about getting into anybody's pants. Thank God Pauly is all about your brains. Mm-hmm. Pauly has been talking about nothing except getting in your pants.
Yeah. And something about a mouth closed.
Yeah, chose with your mouth closed. Chose with your mouth closed. Chrissy, I'm trying to tell you, you got to show and tell, not tell and tell. Don't hate me. God said it. I stand on business. Smack it, mack it. Let's go and whack it.
Know if they're showing you properly. Like what? Because anybody can act like they have something. Is it? Anybody
can like $100?
Rent a car. Like there's so many things.
Anybody can rent a car. I love this so much. I can watch this all day.
Oh my God.
This is better than any Seven Little Johnstons. I'm sorry, it is.
You're like, what shows you, like, what actually gets you to believe this guy is this?
Well, I would have to see, you know, let's say, for instance, like he's trying to become an owner of a brand, you know, I'd like to see, you know, material. And
I'd like to see a full portfolio. I'd like to see a proposal. Oh, wow. Man, Dating in New Jersey must be tough. Mm-hmm. You got to have a brand portfolio. You can't just rent a car. Pictures. Yeah, you got to have the papers to make sure you can see the car. You got to at least have one pleather couch somewhere in the accoutrements.
Yeah.
And God forbid you don't have a $100 bill hanging out somewhere. All right, there's lots more, Pauly D. I've lined up a couple of videos. This is just the beginning. Let's listen to the notable change in this. By the way, this video is almost over, but let's notice the notable change in energy level, tone, and texture when Pauly is by himself in the next video. We'll get to that after these words.
Why don't you text us and we can text back and then you can text us in reply and so on. It's a fun little game I've been playing and I think you'll be great at it. 212-433-3TCB. That's 212-433-3822. You could leave a message too. If you do, maybe you'll end up being the voice of the show. But be warned, the pay is not great. You could go to the website and drop us an email also, tcbpodcast.com. And while you're there, you can get a free sticker. Who doesn't want a free sticker? Just go to the Contact Us button and ask for one. Follow us on Insta at The Commercial Break and watch the episodes at youtube.com/The Commercial Break. Now I'm going to go back to that texting game. You want to play? Come on. Bye.
All right, we're back with Pauly Couch Cushions. We're jumping to the next video here. Rapid fire. Boom, boom, boom. Let's go together. Let's grow together. Stack it, whack it. Let's get it in a packet. I want to nose with your mouth closed.
Doesn't like you if she's doing these three things.
Oh.
Stack, jack, why teach you how to Mac. Guys, the third.
Oh, the couch cushions are back, so that's good. At least we got those going for us.
What's red?
I think he gave blood or something. He'll talk about it in a second. But look how much more energetic he is right now.
One is
got his name tag on.
Yes, his name tag with
it's a sticky name tag,
and he's got his fucking tattoo. Jerry Lee Lewis.
Game of this pit, and probably is what happens to all you guys. So watch through the whole video. Subscribe to the channel. Help me grow. We hit 1K, baby. Comment in the comments. I've been here. If you've been here, and I'll send you a t-shirt. Let's fucking grow. I'm not stopping on YouTube and Instagram.
A t-shirt. You're gonna send a t-shirt to everybody that comments in the comments. What if they don't comment in the comments? What if they comment on the like button? What are you gonna do then, Paul?
Just invested in another mentor, 15, 20 grand. I'm taking over this bitch. I love you motherfuckers, man. Just gave blood, so I'm in here tatted and inked and a wrap and a thing. Ba ba ba. First.
Ba ba ba. Ba ba ba, Chrissy. Ba ba ba. You hear what I said? First. Let's get to the lessons, Chrissy. The lessons. Oh, Come on, shut up. You're making me nervous over here. I'm wasting time because of you.
If she argues or disrespects you.
You hear that, Chrissy? Exactly. That's what I'm talking about. This is the problem with you. You argue and you disrespect. Both of these things. You're on half contact. I'm going to put your mute button on. I'm put half mute on you. Chrissy's on half mute.
You can only argue with men they're trying to dominate and do not look up to and have zero respect for. If she's constantly disagreeing and or pushing your buttons, she doesn't respect you. And this is just a placeholder mentality. You're just here. She doesn't like anything you do at all. When a girl likes you, she likes everything you do. You could say fuck you. She'll say it harder.
Look, he's like twitching his chest muscles.
Yeah, he's got to. He's got to do that. So you know that he's been working
flexing.
Out. He's been stacking, whacking. Let's go and packing it.
Editing my chick with the name tag on.
Oh my God.
Back
why are you showing us
the thong girl?
Yeah, the thong girl. A girl, he's got a picture of whoever, Cotton Candy, whatever her name is.
All right.
With his thong on, because it says Pauly on the back of the thong. And then the other girl's cleaning his shoe. So, you know, that's fun.
Ass cleaning my shoes. A girl that likes you will do everything for you. If it's like this, she sees you as an emotional sponge, not a man to follow. This is not attraction. This is just a situation, and she wants to be out of it. You're just holding the fucking place. When a girl loves you, you can fucking feel it. You feel like it's...
You can fucking feel it. I don't understand this level of testosterone. Mm-hmm. I just don't. I'm sorry.
And then these videos, what?
Yeah, the stock videos he puts in between here, obviously, I don't know, maybe he has AI running out there and trying to find these videos for him, but they don't make much sense.
Dating more than dating, she's not yours. She's already somebody else's. A girl that really likes you submits, is calm. She lets you take the full lead. She's completely in her submissive. When she's constantly arguing and fighting,
it's not a dog, Pauly.
She's in her submissive.
She's in her submissive. She's fully in her submissive. You know what that means, Chrissy?
Mm.
Either do I.
need to understand that this girl does not like you. Those are not normal traits. And I've been with the craziest, craziest girls that really argue with everyone, and that girl's speaking about one specific is just trouble.
Because
here we go.
Here we go.
It's just the old like Frankie B.
Yeah, it's the old Frankie B playbook. Let's take what we hate about everybody else and let's make it a generalization about everybody else. Mm-hmm.
And they'll never find a man. But some girls will be argumentative, but not with me.
Argumentative. I hate when my chicks are argumentative. It drives me crazy, Chrissy.
Well, not with the man that they really like, and that's most women. Number two, baby, she never pays, she never buys.
Wow, this is the second video in a row that he's given this same advice to. If she doesn't pay, then she's not on your level. But then he explains that he really doesn't make her pay. He just wants her to leave the tip.
And he's going to give the credit card.
He's going to give her the credit card to make the tip.
He never gives. If a girl does not buy you things or offer by the third date, she does not like you. This trick mentality of a man pays for everything is this new age way for girls to be OnlyFans girls when they're not OnlyFans girls. These girls do not like...
What? Wait. Is the
new age way
for men to pay for everything? I thought that was the old age way.
Yeah.
Or am I out of style?
Yeah, no, I think that's the old way.
Have I cycled one too many in my life? Am I so old that I've gone through so many cycles that I'm going backwards? I missed a cycle somewhere in there.
Thank you. You're just a meal ticket. You're just a trick. If a girl really likes you, she will share her resources. And I tell this to my women in the beginning stages of dating to set up the scenario for when they understand the type of dynamic of the relationship. So
you're going to take me on a nice vacation, okay? I just want you to know that. Oh, my name is Polly. What's yours? I'm sorry. I forgot the name part. Early stages. I got to set the ground rules. Stack it, pack it, look it while I whack it.
I'm sitting with a woman, like let's say third, fourth date, and these girls usually offer to pay. And what I'll say to them is, good, because if you didn't, this is not going to last much longer.
Good.
Your brother-in-law's right. We have been doing this all wrong the entire time. How did I not know this? Why did I not pull this playbook out with Astrid?
Yeah.
Good.
Good.
Good. Listen, let me pay. And of course, Astrid said that on occasion. Let me pay.
Yeah.
Or we'll split this. Or this is my treat. And I would always, the bill was already paid. I'd sneak off to the bathroom. Yeah. But I can only imagine if I said good. Because I ain't got no money. And my credit's not so good. Good, because I didn't bring my wallet, not because I forgot it, but because on purpose.
That would have been the last date. And if they don't, I'll somehow windle it away to come up with a phrase.
Windle it away.
Nothing like windling away. Have you ever windled away, Chrissy? You look like you're windling away right now. I'll be back. I'm going to go do some windling.
You gotta windle it away.
That's the name of this episode, Windling Away.
Yep.
I'm cool, but I'll get straight to the point. I don't joke because I'm a serious man, but I'll be like, oh, you just thought this was a one-way meal ticket, huh? Or I'll talk about the law of reciprocation, which is something I do, and I'm going to break down to you guys, but something I'll do early in dates, too. I'll talk about scenarios where I know, and I'm even doing them a favor by bringing this up. I shouldn't even have to do that.
I'm doing them a favor.
The law of reciprocation.
I'm doing them a favor.
Doesn't seem to be what he's doing.
No, it's the law of you pay.
Yeah, good.
The law of I'm out of money.
Scenarios of the law of reciprocation with friends and when guys don't offer to buy things back when they get bought and how I don't respect those
when
men.
They get bored?
What?
I don't know.
Some things go right over my head.
And the law of reciprocation. And if they don't pick that up by the third or fourth date and try to buy something, then she doesn't like me. So the law of reciprocation states when something is done for you, the opposite, the person should want to do it back. The same thing should be done back. When the opposite is done and nothing is done for you, that person...
When the opposite of done of the thing you've done, then the thing gets done when you do it on the opposite. But when you return that thing, then it returns back to you in the opposite way to nothing, Chrissy. That is the law of reciprocation. It's Einstein's fifth law of reciprocation. I studied it. I'm windling away over here trying to get you to understand.
A human does not like you, and I'm very, very sure about that. Just because a girl has a vagina and has a slit in between her legs, why does the law of reciprocation go out the window? That's insane. Just because she's a woman doesn't mean she needs to reciprocate. Now,
doesn't mean she needs to reciprocate. I think he's
nothing more like the romantic notion of a slit between your legs.
Yeah, Jeez.
I mean,
my least favorite word for a vagina is a minge, and that is what they say a lot in England. Your minge. I hate that word, but I think I found a new one that I hate even more, and that is a slit in between your legs. God. Lovely.
The fact that I make more money because I make more money than anyone I'm with, and I dominate the relationship physically, mentally, emotionally, sexually, doesn't mean I should just pay for all the bills. Now I'll pay for 90% of them, 70% of them, and take care of more things.
90% of them, 70% of them, 20 to 23% of them, depending on what your slit looks like. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Just because you have a slit doesn't mean you can't do math. I pay for at least 7% of everything that we do. At a Chili's, everywhere else, which is my go-to place, because I dominate physically, emotionally, sexually, food-wise, in the kitchen.
That guy just bought my chicken plane ticket here, but she bought the last three. The law of reciprocation said I should buy one for her. But now I take care of everything here. She stays with me. I handle everything. She doesn't spend money on here. So law of reciprocation says she should pay for the flight. But then because of that 70-30 rule, and that's not a cheap guy rule, I would have always said back in the day that a man pays for everything.
70-30. It went from 90-10 to 70-30 in one sentence.
Yeah.
Did a separate video on.
It's getting worse for cotton candy every minute.
Oh, yeah.
This is just a teaser to see how much you're into me. Because not only does the law of reciprocation say I need to allow her to pay, the law of resources say that I need to allow her to pay. A woman's most scarce resource is her money, as she's biologically inclined to try to save for her future children and potentially her children that she has now.
God.
This guy's got all kinds of
whacked out
notions. Yeah,
philosophies.
I can't believe any woman would want to be with this guy. But hey, listen, to each their own.
Life with you, the children, whatever, her past children, and to save in their hind brain because they make babies and they're women.
Her past children? How do you have
future
past
children, current children, past children?
I wish I had past children.
Save for that child, for the potential child or their actual child. And money is scarce to them. Yes, women make money nowadays more than ever, but a lot of girls don't have money and or make money, right? And even the ones that do, they don't have the man's abundance of mindset that they're going to make this forever. They're in a more scarce place where they don't know if they're going to be able to keep it. So therefore, they're more scarce to share it with where us, a man's scarce resource is resources.
A man's scarce resource.
Did you see
is
how I
resources.
Went? Did you see how I went into the matrix there, Chrissy? You didn't even
you
understand.
Did.
You don't even know the mental gymnastics that I got to do to get into a place where I can understand this kind of shit. I'm saying the man's resources, the man's most scarce resource is the resources. And inside of those resources are additional resources that you can resource for other resources. Okay? Everyone following? Let's go together. Let's grow together.
And start sharing his resources. The people he knows, his circle, the people at Graham think, because it's scarce to us and it's something we've built up and it takes a man a long time to build up. So when he starts sharing that, that's his fucking love. So man, a woman doesn't want to share money. A man doesn't want to share his resources, his connections, the way he made money, his family, his fucking editor, whatever.
He doesn't want to share his family.
His connections.
His connections. Fuck you. I'm not sharing my connection with nobody.
He starts sharing his resources and things like that, which a woman needs, money and resource. But it's not about what we need. It's about what they are willing to share and what we are willing to share. Our scarce things.
So I mean, I'm trying. I'm really trying to follow.
There's
it.
No trying here, Chrissy.
I'm really paying attention and trying to
we
follow.
We are in a web.
Yeah.
We are deep in the mind of Polly Couch Cushions. You know that old Rob Mack, It's Always Sunny, where they're like string to this and that.
Yes.
Yeah, I feel like there should be a board where we're trying to keep track of all this.
Number two, a woman that loves you will share her most scarce resource with you. Just like a man, when he's serious, he will commit his resource of sex and his overall resources. So
his resource of sex.
His resource of sex.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Cool.
And he'll share his resources, his employees, the people that work for him, his friends,
I think
his family.
Blood
his employees,
he gave,
yeah.
Gave
I think it went drained any remaining brain cells from his little head. He'll share his employees with you? What? Here, take one of my employees. No, have them. I'm serious. It's okay. I'm sharing. I love you. You're the best. But you got to pay for it. You pay his paycheck.
Law of reciprocation.
Law of reciprocation. I share my most valuable resource, which is my resource, and my employees, my resource. You pay for it.
That when a man doesn't want to share that and give that to a girl too soon because he doesn't want to give those things away that he worked so hard for, and a woman doesn't want to give away her money because she may not have it, but when she does, and when a girl likes you, she...
My brain's going to explode.
I know. I feel like I have smoke coming out of it trying to follow.
It's hard to believe he's only had 1,000 subscribers so far.
I mean,
buy you things. Daddy, I'm at the mall today. I just got you this. I just got you that. And she will fucking endlessly buy you things. And if she's not buying you things, bro, a woman will spend their last dollar on you. A little thing that you can play that I got from my man Goldie. This Kohler girl right
now. My man Goldie. Oh, we gotta get to Goldie.
Where is Goldie?
Goldie.
Wow. That's the third time he's been mentioned. That's right.
Can never tell you about what this is on the phone right now. Some shit just went down. You can never ask about what it is later. But make it 2 times her weekly paycheck. So if she makes 1,000 a week, make it 2,000.
What?
What? Do you make something up? I can't tell you what it is.
I'll tell you about
You about it later, but I need $2,000. Wow, I wish I could pull that trick with some of my friends. I can never speak about this again, but I need $250,000.
I'll tell you later what it's for.
I'm just, it's a test to see if you'll share your resources.
$2,000 right now. We can never ask about it. I'll give it back to you in 2 weeks. If she likes you, won't ask any questions, send it over. If she don't like you, she'll ask a million fucking questions. Act as if she does, just to get the scarce resource, just to get your money and things like that. Whatever. So that's
just to get your money. Just to get your money. You're asking for her money.
What are you fucking talking about? Dude, bro, you're confused, man. That
to say the least.
Yeah, you got a jumbly tumbly in that head. I can hear the rocks.
And to that point, to get your scarce resources, so a woman won't give money to you if she don't like you, but she'll take your money. And when a woman does like you, she'll give you money and doesn't even care to take your money. She'll go 50-50 with you. She'll fucking sleep with fucking rats. She'll fucking sleep without it.
She'll sleep with rats. Come on, little mousies. Come in here. Hey, babe, I need $2,000. Don't ask questions and sleep with these little mice, if you don't mind. That's just a test to see if you love me.
Sleep with rats.
Sleep with Mickey Mouse over here, all right? I'll be back. I gotta spend that $2,000.
Like it. She'll let you have the whole covers. A girl will never inconvenience a man she really likes.
She'll give you the whole covers.
She'll give you the whole covers. I have met a million women. And I've been in bed, lucky enough to been in bed with a few. And I have never once had a woman love me enough to give me all the covers.
And sleep. Well, I thought she was sleeping with the rats.
Yeah. Sleeping with the rats. You go down there, little girly. You're down with the rats.
God.
I'll be up here with all the covers.
Emotional level is so fucking crazy for him. They're crazy. They're emotional creatures. And when they like something, they get emotional. So when a woman likes you, you'll know. And she'll pay for shit. A lot of shit. Number three.
A lot of shit.
She treats you like you're fucking replaceable. She flakes on dates. You guys are together and you're making things, reservations, setting things up. She cancels. She shows up late, in and out the flaky shit, playing around social media, looking, not looking, all these little flake tactics, checking in, not checking in, telling you what other guys do, letting you know you're replaceable and she has other options. A girl that lets you know she has other options does not like you. A girl will literally act like you're the only man on the planet and get rid of her options, her most powerful resource, when she likes you.
Oh, you know?
Wait, you said her most powerful resource was her money. Now it's options? That's options.
You gotta talk to the only guy I know. We'll stop letting guys like, comment on her shit. She'll delete social media if you ask. But a girl that has options, allows intent to come in, does not like you, and she will let you know and show that you're replaceable. These are three fucking hard tactic things to know if a girl likes you or not. Look at those bite his teeth. It's pretty plain and simple. I really hope.
Oh, it's pretty plain and simple. Well, let's see. It took about 9.5 minutes to explain, and I understood not one word, no. Pauly Couch Cushions. Well, another brilliant video by our boy Pauly Couch Cushions. One more to go.
Okay. We'll be,
if we can, if our,
I know.
If we can keep up.
I feel dizzy.
Me too. Right. We'll take a break, get our bearings, let you get your bearings, and then we'll be back.
You'll make this rather snappy, won't you? I have some really heavy thinking to do before 10 o'clock.
Hi, cats and kittens. Rachel here. Do you ever get the urge to speak endlessly into the void, like Brian? Well, I've got just the place for you to do that. 212-433-3TCB. That's 212-433-3822. Feel free to call and yell all you want. Tell Brian I need a raise. Compliment Chrissy's innate ability to put up with all his shenanigans. Or tell us a little story. The juicier, the better, by the way. We'd love to hear your voice, because Lord knows we're done listening to ourselves. Also, give us a follow on your favorite socials, at The Commercial Break on Insta, TCB Podcast on TikTok. And for those of you who like to watch, oh, that came out wrong. We put all the episodes out on video, youtube.com/thecommercialbreak and tcbpodcast.com for all the info on the show, your free sticker, or just to see how pretty we look. Okay, I gotta go now. I've got a date with my dog. No, seriously, Axel needs food. Today is pork chop day.
All right, home stretch.
Okay.
Then I think we might have to take a break from Polly for a while, just because I don't know that we can handle Polly's absolute horse shit for
train
too much longer. He's a
thought.
Train wreck. Oh, my God. Is this craziness or what? All right, Polly couch cushions coming up. Last video, how to get a girlfriend without being a simp. Okay. This is going to be a good one, I can tell.
How to get a girlfriend in 2025 without simping. Stack Jack White, teach you how to Mac. Like, comment, share the video. Subscribe to the channel if you don't do anything else so you can get more later. Don't be a hater. Don't be a simp or a pimp. Let me show you guys that actually want to be in a...
Well, he's good at rhyming. I'll give him that.
Build relationship in 2025, exactly how to do so.
He's got a different camera angle every single time he turns it on.
And now he's got headphones, or now he's got AirPods in.
Yeah.
Let me break down the 2025 rules to getting the girl of your dreams this year that treats you, respects you, and loves on you. So number one, you got to build confidence. You're never going to be with a woman if you're not 10 times more confident than her, or she feels she can lead to your excessive confidence. No girl wants a man who's not confident. Fix your finances, your fitness, everything in control, structured, ready to handle business, okay? A girl wants a man that walks with his fucking chest out, in control of the room, creates relationships because of the attitude he walks around with. That's what a woman wants. Number two, let her impress and qualify for you. Stop trying to impress and show.
Stop trying to impress. Let her impress for you.
But I thought the guy was supposed to be confident and with his chest out.
As many of these PUAs will do, it's one thing one second, the next thing the next minute.
We heard your weakness and that you're dying to have her. You'll never have her, right? Who gets a job at a job? The guy that asks the questions and does the interview.
Job at a job.
Who gets a job at a job?
Wise words.
I've never heard a better sentence in my life. It is what it is. Who gets a job at a job? I'm holding space for that.
Getting to this in a while. And the guy that's trying to impress, or the one who's doing the interviewing and not trying to impress, right? You're getting hired by the guy that doesn't care, right? You're trying to impress. Let her qualify herself to you. Ask the questions on the date. Let her run and open her mouth. Let her try to impress yourself. Ask questions. Stay calm. Stay quiet. Stay in control. Show power and dominance in a respectful manner.
In a respectful manner, show power and dominance.
She will walk herself into your arms. But when you're too eager to tell her about your life, you're going to be gone, bro. Stop trying to tell her everything. Let her find out. Show, walk. You've done the work. Let her show.
Show, walk, talk, eat. Don't do it. Do it. I don't care. Get the job. You don't have the job. Forget about it. Let her impress you. Let her impress me. Order the vegetables. Don't eat the meat. You know what I'm saying, Chrissy? This is how you get a girl 2025 without being a simp.
It's your ambition. Girls don't want potential. They want
show your ambition, but not too much. Let her impress you. You impress her. Don't show too much ambition. Shut your mouth. Get the job. Do the work. Chest out. Chest in. Up, down. Left, right. I know what I'm saying.
Direction. They want to see that you have ambition towards the direction. If you actually show.
I have ambition toward many directions, but mainly east. I don't know why. I've always felt really partial to east, and that's why my ambition is in the east.
You have a plan, and you're actively going after it. That's what they want.
Was
they don't
that a drug, ambition. Drug counting operation? Yeah, that was
it's the back of a casino. He's showing people counting stacks of dollars.
Talking about who you're going to become. You don't need to be rich. You need to be hungry. Showing you're ready to die for the plan that you have and actually taking action on it.
Okay. What? Why am I? What?
I don't know.
I like this podcast, but I'm not ready to die for it. Maybe that's why Astrid is not all that interested in anything I have to say anymore.
Okay. They want a man with goals, purpose, fucking driven. Don't talk about your goals. Live them and show her you're going towards something. A man that's on a mission is a man that girls want. Not a man that's supposedly good looking. Not a man who's rich. Fuck the Lambo. We want the driven, goal-driven.
Fuck the Lambo because I don't have one.
Savage man. That's what a woman wants.
Fuck the Lambo. Toyota Camry. 1996. It's in mom's name, but I'm going to buy it from her pretty soon because I got ambition toward my direction.
Number four, run the relationship from the first text. From setting up the first date, you should be in lead. A woman will never be with you if you do.
7:30, bar, meet me. Which one? Don't ask questions.
You'll find out later.
Figure it out. Show ambition. I'm going to give that. I'm setting one to Astrid for our next date night. Yes. Like 7:30, dinner. Figure it out.
Be there.
7:30, dinner. Make a reservation. Don't tell me. I'll figure it out.
I take the lead. Never mind, stay with you. You can't show up and take lead and then falter in the relationship. You cannot not take lead and get into a relationship. I see so many single men out here in Hoboken because they don't know what the
Hoboken.
That's where Goldie is.
He's got his finger on the pulse of Hoboken, which we have a lot of listeners in, actually. Love you, Hoboken. Look out for this guy.
Well, they're not dating at a high quality. All I need is one girl. I hear guys say all the time, I just need one, but you can't get one. And if you have one, she disrespects you. You're settling for someone to disrespect you. Most relationships I see are fucking horrible because the guy just getting disrespected and the girl doesn't like the guy because these guys out here are weak. Subscribe to the video, guys. Come on. Hit that like button. Smash that John for me. So.
Smash that what?
John, I think he said. What does that mean? The toilet? What are we doing?
Flush that toilet.
Smash that porta potty for me. Wham, bam. Wham, bam. Take a shit. Yes, ma'am. Let's go.
7 o'clock. I can be ready when I get out of work. 7 o'clock. Drinks, talk, quiet, speak easy. Wear a red dress.
Drinks, talk, don't say anything.
Wear a red dress.
Speak easy. Be quiet. Don't talk. Air conditioning at 73. It's an Uber ride.
Thursday, I'm free during the day. We can do a quick workout. Come around 3 o'clock. We had a little Gymshark outfit I saw you on Instagram wearing. Cute, man. Girls love that shit when you tell them what to
wear. Girls love that shit when you tell them what to wear to the gym for our first date. Meet me at the gym. I don't know. Maybe it's the kind of girl that I'm dating. Yeah. But most of them, if I said, meet me at the gym at 7:30 for a date, they'd be like,
Wait, nothing to think about. Saturday, we're going to start early. I got something to do with the boys later before
I was o'clock. Getting sleepy.
Yeah, he's getting sleepy. Mm-hmm. It's coming on now.
It's casual. Jeans and a nice top. No heels. We're just going to the pier. Nice, sharp. Tell exactly what's going to go on.
Yeah, we're going all the way to the pier. I guess that's a thing in Hoboken. You go to the pier. Uh-huh.
What the rest of her life is going to look like. They're turned on by that shit. Masculine energy makes feminine relax. You need to put her in her feminine by you massively being in your masculine and owning it. Let her lean into it, and then the relationship will fucking escalate massively.
Fucking escalate.
And including that night. Don't rush commitment. You lock it down after 2 dates because you think she's cute. You just know it's all you can get. It's all you've had in a while. You want to have consistent sex, so you break your manhood. You need to be complete with yourself and be you first and be able to be happy with yourself. So fulfilled in self that you don't need anyone else, and that's when she'll want you.
Well, that is the only piece of advice that Pauly Couch Cushions has ever given us that we've heard that actually makes sense. Mm-hmm. You do
being
need
happy
to
with yourself.
Be happy with yourself before you can lend that happiness to someone else or make somebody else happy. So good for you, Pauly, for recognizing that. I'll call a spade a spade. That was a good piece of advice.
Minimum a year. I know influencers that do 2 years, and then I know most of you guys do 2 fucking days, 2 weeks. You don't know a girl in 2 days.
I know influencers who wait 2 years.
I don't know
to have a relationship.
2 weeks. Make her wait. Make her qualify herself. Make her make a mistake. Find out who she is. When you give it to her quick, too quick, she's going to change on you quick. When you make her wait and you give them the rope to hang on and you wait, eventually she's going to make a mistake. And if she doesn't keep up, but it's way more likely that she won't when she...
What was that? I don't know. Sound like a lightsaber. Oh, this is so good. This is so good.
Put through these hoops because she knows you're just not some guy to wife anything up. And that
what?
I think it's like a motor outside.
Is it a motor or is it a dog growling? I don't know.
Attractive, though. When you just fucking give in like any guy ever, it's just a turnoff, man. And it's just not what they want. You need to be hard to get. You need to be act like you don't need a relationship, but you're better off with one. But she can never.
Nothing says.
But you're better off with one.
Nothing says I'm ready for commitment. Like telling a girl you're not ready for commitment. This is dumb.
Yeah.
Know that. You need to be sure.
These are games. He's playing games with women. And there are probably plenty of people out there who will play these games with you. But are those the kind of people you want to be in long-term relationships with? No, of course not. Because relationships aren't about game playing. I mean, you know, Chrissy's kind of game playing where Jeff puts her in handcuffs and throws her against the refrigerator. That's one thing. That's one kind of game. And he's playing head games, and that's a different thing.
Oh, masculine. Make it. Don't fucking just jump right into nothing. And then number six, don't be lazy when you win her. When you get up, that's when the game starts. It needs to be understood that if you're growing, she grows.
You play the game to get her, and then when you get her, that's when the game really starts.
That's when you really start fucking with her head, Chrissy. That's what I'm telling you.
She doesn't grow, she's got to go. And if you don't follow those same rules, always getting in better shape, you're not getting bigger, getting more ripped. If you're not getting more ripped, you get in better fight shape. If you're not getting more unkillable, then you're just killable. So you have to do that. That's not an option. You know, we don't play.
Getting more unkillable? What are you fucking talking about?
You got to get unkillable because if you're not, then you're killable.
This is the problem with men these days. Everybody thinks they have to be unkillable. Why? There's no bears outside of our cabins. We're not fighting off Tyrannosaurus Rexes anymore.
That weak sport. If you expect her to stay in shape, have that fat little ass with a tight waist and look great, you need to be doing it as well. You need to be getting better in your business. You can't. It's so selfish when guys fall off when they get in a relationship. It's literally disgusting. That should never be the case. You need to be escalating massively when you get into a relationship. So most men, they stop grinding, they stop leading, they stop dressing well. Everything needs to get more sexy, more.
They stop bleeding or they stop leading?
Leading.
Oh, okay.
Intimate, grow more, make more money because you're doing it for her now and yourself. This is a pact. This is now we get better together and now we're two and one together. Relationships are beautiful, but you have to get better together forever. And that's it. You guys are always falling off. So to close this thing out, guys.
You guys are always falling off. You're a bunch of fucking morons. I love you guys. You're fucking idiots.
2025, your girlfriend. This is the script. To get a girlfriend in 2025, don't just take anyone. Don't just fall for anyone. She has distractions, DMs, nonstop. You need to be the best option and the least desperate option. That's the only way you're going home with the girl you want. And I don't want lackluster relationships. I want high quality relationships with the women that we actually want, guys. And that's what we're going to do this year. Subscribe to the channel. Stack Jack White teach you how to Mac. I love you guys.
Whoa.
Click the links in the description. My website, my Instagram. Go follow. My Unkillable program will also be in the description. Anyone that goes to my Instagram, likes, comments, follows the last post, shares it to a friend and DM me the word copy, I'll give you a copy for $9.99. Everything of 4 days.
If you do these 48 things, I'll give it to you for double the price it's worth. Plus shipping and handling. All right.
Whoa.
Wow. Okay.
That was something.
That was a lot. That was
a lot.
I feel like I have to decompress.
Yeah.
I gotta tell Astrid I gotta take a nap after this one because I'm not sure. I don't know what just happened. An hour of our life just went down the hole with someone who spoke very incongruently. Mm-hmm. I think that's the best way to put it.
Yeah.
But listen, I love him. He might be a lug nut, but he's our lug nut now, guys. Welcome to the commercial break family, Polly Couch Cushions. You have officially become part of our lore. You are our new sun setting in the west and rising in the east. We live and die and breathe by everything you say incorrectly. So there you go. Frankie, look out. We turned you in for a younger model.
The new gen.
Yes. Frankie, you better get back to making content.
Yeah.
Or you might find yourself out of a commercial break job. Just saying.
Hey, look, find a job at the job.
Who gets the job at the job? He does. Because he's there. He showed up. We've got 80 videos of this guy.
Oh.
We could go on forever. We could do this for the next 4 years. I hope we don't, but we could go on for the next 4 years.
Hell no.
Yeah, we got to take a little break after this one. Three videos in a row is a lot.
That was.
Yeah. I don't know how people go down a rabbit hole with him. And I don't know that he's giving anything that, like, of value.
No.
What would you get out of these videos?
Something for $9.99.
Yeah, something for $9.99 if you share and follow and subscribe and like and comment. Plus, thank God we don't make you do that. Oh. But because we don't make you do that, we also don't have any followers, subscribers, or listeners.
True.
A true story. All right. Let's do this. Why don't you text us, 212-433-3TCB, 212-433-3822. Questions, comments, concerns, content ideas. We take them all right there at that phone number. We love to hear from you. We love interacting with everybody. So many new folks have been texting us over the last couple of weeks. Thank you very much. I think I've gotten back to everybody so far. Talk to us. Do it. Also, I have a few voicemails I want to play. At the commercial break on Instagram, TCB Podcast on TikTok, YouTube.com/The Commercial Break, and TCBpodcast.com for all the audio, video, and your free sticker. Okay, Chrissy, that's all I can do for today.
I think so.
I'll tell you that I love you.
And I love you.
Best to you.
Best to you.
Best to you out there in the podcast universe. Until next time, Chrissy and I will say, we do say, and we must say,
goodbye.